Tesla is the booker and resident at District Bar in Leeds. Has run Limit UK, an events and promoting company in based in Leeds and Huddersfield, doing parties from all over Leeds, Huddersfield, District Bar, you name it, he's been there. So I'm going to drop him an invite now, and if anyone's got any questions, feel free to just put them in the comments. There we are, he's invited now. Hello. Are you wearing, is that an orange jumper I can see?
It's not meant to be a coincidence. I just came today, so I thought I'd rep it, you know, Orange Records and all that.
Love that. How we doing, mate? You all right?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all good. With this podcast, one thing I really wanted to get involved with, because obviously when I first started talking to a district, when I was trying to put district, you seemed very clued up and very switched on with what you were saying.
Oh, thanks, mate. I don't normally do like podcasts and stuff like this. I normally think that I don't really have as much knowledge as everyone seems to think I do. So probably a lot of waffle go on in this, but we'll...
Yeah, that is better than that. We just waffle on. Anyway, so let's get started. So where did it all start for you doing events?
So it was about in 2015, and my mate Will, who was at uni with in Huddersfield, he just started a... DJing down at where was it again? Like Tokyo's, you know, like Tokyo Industries.
Yeah.
They run like Tokyo Bar, and like they have one in Newcastle, and they do digital and stuff like that. They have like a Tokyo's in Huddersfield, so we started out there, and we He just started like DJing and stuff, and then invited me to like play with him, and like taught me how to DJ and all that. And then when we got to final year, we were just like, should we do a night? So we just started doing a night. And at first, we didn't really know a fucking thing about even like putting
that's what I was like.
We had no clue at all. And this guy that we knew used to do like a really good night called Catch 22 in Huddersfield. And we was like, he didn't want to do it anymore. So I was like, we'll like help run it and stuff and take it off your hands. But then we realized we were just using like his brand, and his loyalty to that all disappeared when he left. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we couldn't do that anymore. So we just decided to start our own. We just came up with Limit and stuck with it since then.
And then has that just been your focus for the last 5 years then?
Yeah, pretty much, mate.
Yeah. And then obviously you work for District 2, don't you?
Yeah, so that just came quite naturally. Like I've been putting on events at District for like 2-3 years. And from that, they saw like how well we were doing with the event and stuff, and they was like, do you want to come on board? Like the old event manager was waving, so absolutely jumped at the opportunity. Like I couldn't wait to be the event manager for my favorite club and like the place that I'd grown up with, because I've always been from Leeds. I've been going to District ever since I was like 18, so like, and I'm like 28 now, so far, pretty much every year they've been open, I was going, so it's just been a proper honour to take over there from Donnie, and especially from Foz, so it's been just great.
So, just for some of the audience, because a lot of my audience are Mancunian, and probably won't fully understand how good District Bar is, or what District Bar represents. Do you want to go in a bit of depth of what the actual club's about and what it stands for, who get booked or how it's run?
Yeah, sure. So basically anyone who hasn't been, I'm pretty sure everyone knows about District.
Yeah.
It's the best bar in the north.
Yeah.
Well, in Leeds anyway. you've probably got one to say about Manchester, but
I haven't
seen a place like it really.
As good as District. District's unbelievable.
So like every night we do free entry. You don't ever see that. You can see pretty much any DJ we have. Every DJ we ever book is free entry, and it has been free entry for 10 years. Like you've never seen a night there where you've had to pay entry. It's unbelievable. Some of the names that they've had, it's just crazy.
So on top of that, so if it is free entry, So how does that work on the promoter side of things? Because people think, well, how does this come out of whose pocket type of thing?
It's a difficult one. It's like when nights start out at district, a lot of them, like, we make them do like residence nights to like build themselves up, and then once they prove to us they've built themselves up and they've got like a good solid base, like you don't need a headliner to pack district. It's just an extra little present on top. But when that does happen, we pay for it all. We cover all the costs, and we just everything goes out through district. There's been a few like discrepancies in the past, which I've always tried to sort out ever since I've come in, and like I wanna be able to sort it out so all DJs and all promoters and anything are getting their fair share, because there has been issues with that in the past. But compared to any other venue that you ever go to, every time the promoter puts on a night, he has to pay for the DJ, he has to pay for the flights, so like everything is out of your pocket, and then you sell tickets to make that back, don't you? Like at District, all that worry is gone. No, nothing like that. Like there's no care in the world for like you as a promoter. All you have to care about is putting on the sickest night that you can, and that's what makes it special. Because no promoter is sat there the night before like worrying like, is it going to be busy? Is it going to be a good night? Like if you've got a good brand, you're a good solid group of residents and like support DJs, and you've got an incredible headliner, which is what we always try and provide, like the best headliners and the best like names at districts. Like it's a sure shot, it's going to be busy, it's going to be an incredible night. And because it's free entry, a lot of people like to use it as like a stopover on your night out, like in pre-COVID times when you could run amok around the city and go to like every venue you wanted. Like you used to be able to just like everyone would just stop in districts, because I mean it's only open till 2 a.m. So it's like if you got like tickets to like Mint, you got tickets to Wire or some other like club like that, you just pop into districts anyway, just see what the crack
Just
is.
a hello.
You don't know what's going on, but most of the people that go there know what's going on. Everyone's like a little family there, like all the promoters and things. So it's great, it's a real special place.
I can resonate with a lot that the first event I put on was all money out of my own pocket. And I was there a few days before my first event. I was thinking I might have to cancel it because I've got no ticket sales. I was pulling my hair out. I was refused. I couldn't sleep for about 2 days before it. But with District, that completely goes as a promoter because you District have already got this loyal fan base as it is. It's known in Leeds. So people just go there for the sake
Yeah,
of him.
definitely. But I feel that as well. I remember my first night we did, like first night we ever did in Huddersfield, like I didn't have a clue about like agent fees or what was good and what was bad. We paid like 1,800 for a Jekka in Huddersfield, and that was just like the most stupidest decision of my life.
I
But
can completely resonate with that too.
that was a major learning curve, because we learned so much from that one. Like not to like get bullied out by agents, but learn about the scene and where it's based, like how much someone is worth for that area, and how much you can barter and negotiate people down. Like you like just because you want a certain DJ, you shouldn't have to settle for their terms. The DJs who come to play for you should, if they like your brand enough and if you've got a good brand, they should want to play for you. Like they should be feel privileged to come play for you. It shouldn't be the other way around. You shouldn't be forking out thousands in this sort of betting game against other promoters to get that booking. Like, do you know what I mean?
Completely agree. I remember when I first booked Casey Spillman, and because it was my first party just before lockdown, I booked Casey Spillman. I was like, yeah, buzzing. I emailed his agent, right, we'll book it, yeah. And as the first price that come on that screen, I was like, yeah, straight away. And I went out a few weekends after, oh, how much have you got Casey for? I've got him for this much. And I just saw the faces like double look me like that. And I thought, I've probably a bit of a hiccup here. None of that bartering, none of the salesmanship inside me happened. I was like, yeah, agreed.
Sometimes though you do feel a bit pressured though, especially when it's someone that you really want, and with how much competition there is, that agents can then bore you to be like, oh, so and so will give us this much, and the usual fee is this. But Like they don't really take into account like ticket sales, the promoter, and anything like this. But I'm hoping so much that once all this lockdown stuff finishes and everything comes back together, like all promoters and all agents are a bit more fairer and understand that's happening. Because right now we're in the middle of a recession. Like seriously, who, when it all gets back to normal, is going to be able to afford like 20 quid into a night? Like to be fair, like no one has gone out and parted, so that one off might be, but everything needs to come down. We're in a recession. Like loads of people have lost their jobs, loads of people haven't got as much money as they did if they're like scraping a barrel. Like it's been a dark year in some ways. But so when things come, it needs to, I feel like it's gonna be like summer of love all over again or something. Like I feel like it's gonna be more about the music and about everyone just coming together to create the scene that it should have been, rather than all this crazy competition fighting for the top.
Yeah, I completely agree. So, as we're talking about agents, obviously with you doing a lot of bookings, do you actually do the bookings for District?
Yeah, so the way it works with promoters is like anyone who wants someone at District, they come to me. Like I decide after like I've spoke to them, I've seen how well the nights have done and everything like this, like what kind of budget we can give them, how we can work it out, and then from that, like I just try and bar the DJs down like as much as I can. But since we're a free entry bar and our legal capacity is like 150, it's a lot of like room to maneuver on.
Because I can imagine. So I'm guessing you've built up a lot of rapport with these agencies too. You've built up a relationship with these people.
Well, from doing Limit for like 5 years, I know quite a lot of different agents and like artists as well. And then as soon as I hit District, it's like I went from booking like 12 acts a year to like 12 acts a month. So it literally was like it was such like a boost up in that. But I really like found my feet with it. Like it's my passion, events and music and DJing. It's all I've ever wanted to do. So.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. So obviously, you've done parties in Huddersfield and you've done in Leeds. So comparing the cities, is there much to compare with? Because Leeds is a very good city for partying.
I don't think you can really compare Huddersfield with Leeds. It's more like Huddersfield's more like just a lot smaller, not really much of a scene at all. Like when I started Limit in 2015 in Huddersfield, the first nights we did like Under Limit is we had like Sean Bennett, Joe from Warehouse Project, and we had Solado, we had Allotment, we had Toucan. And back then, like Tech House in 2015 was quite a nice little underground middle ground between like the stuff we wanted to do and the stuff that would pull in Huddersfield with how bait the music scene was there. Like there was literally no other nights doing it. Like it was always like every year when I was at uni before we did Limit, like there was always like one big night compared to where as if you go to like Manchester or like Leeds or anywhere else, like there's always competing big events out there. Like big event brands like trying to like book like some artists like minimal like techno house or that, like it's quite a variety, isn't there?
Definitely.
But like in Huddersfield there wasn't that at
It was just
all.
tech. That's
there,
it.
there well it wasn't even that, it was just like it was just bait cheesy kind of like have you been Space in Leeds?
I've never been. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, but you've heard of it, haven't you?
The student night. I think
Yeah, so
I've
like it's just like bait student nights in Huddersfield, and then we came along wanting to play like house and techno and all that, and like the what was back in 2015, tech house wasn't like it is now. Like we had Solado play for us for like 200 quid.
Fucking hell.
Like they were so unknown, they had like one EP out or something, and we was like these are cool, not knowing they'd blow up to be like the biggest thing in the world.
Hell, that's mad. It's only 200 quid they cost you.
Yeah, and literally like back then, like no one even knew who they were. Like, I remember like they came back to ours for like an afters, and Mark is like an old dubstep DJ in here, and like him and my housemate were just on like a dubstep back to back in my kitchen, just going at it. It was like class, like But then, like, literally, like, a few months later, I remember they got booked in Leeds, and then it just started popping for them, and it just went
Yeah,
crazy. And
I bet
this
this
whole
hot.
tech house scene started where everyone was just getting into it. And that's when I lost interest in it. Like, we stopped doing tech house the second I went to Leeds, and we just went more down the actual, like, house, a bit minimal, a bit like breaky, a bit acid, a bit more techno. Like, I don't really like having a genre to limit, really.
I was going to delve into that because when I did look and was doing research, Limit has booked a lot of varied artists, hasn't it? It's not
Yeah.
really stuck to. So where does that come from? Is that just from the mindset of saying, "What whoever I like, I'm going to book," or what is?
Pretty much, right? We just want to put artists we love on and play the music we love. And each night that we do, we kind of curate that sound from the supports to the up from the warm ups to people on last to us as residents, and it makes us a bit more varied in ourselves, and we kind of like that. And like some people I have spoke to over the years have been like, you should be more consistent booking the same sound and creating that sound. But I feel like our sound is, we have quite a variety in our sound. We like, even in our productions, like all of our productions we've been making a lot through lockdown, especially in my own, like it's incorporating bits of like minimal dirty driving bass lines with like acid, with like techno, with like breakbeat. Like I'm into a lot of different stuff. So it's hard for me to like
Just to put yourself in a
pin myself on one thing, yeah.
yeah, I'm similar to like that. I do struggle with, and I've always said to myself, don't subgenre Orange, because I feel like when you do subgenre your brand, it's hard to get out of that. So I've
Yeah.
always felt like if I do enjoy the music, I'm more than willing to book them or book them as artists on the label or whatever it is like be. I don't want to just box myself into a subgenre because it can be your worst enemy at the end of the day.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely. So obviously Leeds big partying scene, Huddersfield not as much. Over the years of doing your events in Leeds and Huddersfield, what are some of the big parties you can definitely remember?
Oh, we had a Roman Fugle play for us back
Nice.
in 2019. That was sick. Like I got a close after Roman Fugle, and set the fire alarm off at like 5 a.m. in the club.
So how did that happen?
I don't even know, like the smoke machine was just blasting and everyone was just getting crazy to it. And then it just went off, music stopped, and like bounce started shooing people out. Managed to get it back on, slam one more tune out, and it happened again. I just like
No way.
gave up. I was like, but that night was just like incredible. We played for like 4 hours straight, did Roman Fugle for us, and it
And
just like a masterclass. You are?
where was that?
At Wire.
Oh, that is a very good club. That was one of the clubs I went to at Leeds. I love that club.
We've done a lot of like shows at Wire. We've done some at Mint. Oh no, not Mint. Sorry, Church. We've done some at Hi-Fi, but District and Wire are kind of like our bases. And we've played like other shows like around. Like we played like Mint Warehouse before. We played like Canal Mills quite a few times. Like we've done a few festivals as well. Like we always play El Dorado Festival, which is down in Hertfordshire.
I've heard of it, yeah.
That's like our kind of yearly meet-up. So I started doing it when I was in Huddersfield with Will Hampson. And then after he moved back to Manchester and I moved to Leeds, we met this guy called Matty Tour and he joined on and I met Sammy Rowland in Leeds. So Sammy came on the Leeds side for Limit. And but like because Matty and Will are based in like London, we only get a meet up like once every year. So like El Dorado is kind of like a yearly meet-up,
Meet point
kind
for
of like just shell it together, like get a play sick set, go to a sick festival, and just like have a mint time.
that's mint. Love that. So is that the four of you who run Limit, did you say?
Well, it's mainly me who runs on it. Like I do all the social media, like I book all the events and book all the artists, but they're like residents with me.
Yeah.
The help with like a bit of like promotion and all that, but not as too involved. But I started getting help from my mates like who do Revamp in Manchester, if you've heard of them,
Yeah, I've heard of them, yeah.
and my mate Toby as well, who does Walking Through Sound. We teamed up for a few shows last year. Like we had a Jesper James at District, which was like a terrace party, and that was like one of the most, I'm not trying to be biased, but it was like the busiest like terrace party like District's ever seen. Like even this was before I even worked there, and it was like even the staff were like blown away about how
Bloody
busy it was. It was like sardine o'clock,
hell.
like it was a bit bad for like half of it, but like that was a sick little terrace party. We've had a few like mini little terrace parties up there. We was meant to have a DJ tennis play for us this
Oh,
like
that's what I've always wanted to see him.
yeah, we was
Always
meant to
wanted
have
to
him at
see him.
District last May, but obviously Corona like pulled it off.
Oh dear.
So we've
So
got
I guess you take District to your advantage then where you can and get the good artists for yourselves.
like not I don't like I'm not like one of them people that are just like I'm gonna give every sort to myself, I'm gonna do everything like that. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I've been doing the limit regardless for years at District anyway. So if a booking comes on that fits my night, I do it. But I put everyone else who does a night there before me. Do you know what I mean? I'm not just there like bagsing all the best dates. Like, it's I'm the event manager giving me the dates. I don't do that. No, I'm like, I want to be fair and even with everyone who does stuff there. Like, I didn't even do an event in lockdown, like for like 4 months, like when we opened in like July and stuff. I just didn't even do an event because I wanted everyone else to play. I didn't even play the club for like 4 months. Like,
So obviously you delved in the second, so it's mainly you running the show, you said, didn't you?
yeah.
So that's the same with me. How do you find running an event brand by yourself? Do you
Hard
find
work,
it?
isn't it?
It is hard work. Do you find it quite overwhelming at times?
Yeah, quite a lot sometimes. Like, I felt especially with like the last lockdown, like I know the shows that we had getting postponed, like it really like hit me a bit. Like, I felt like I'd lost an arm and a leg. Do you know what I mean? Like, my livelihood that I've been doing for like 5 years has now just been like crumbled in one. Like, I hadn't even post. I stopped posting on women. I stopped posting on my own stuff. Like, I needed just like a break, but I kind of enjoyed having the break from it. After doing like 5 years constant like competition, fighting to do a night, putting all that on, it's like it was actually nice to have like almost a year break, like to just like sit back and relax and take it all in and see where we're gonna go for in the future.
So, and how is that year been for you then as a brand? Do you feel like you're going to come back stronger than ever? Are you going to go in different directions or?
Personally, I feel like the comeback is going to be insane, and like I'm not too worried about like, well, sometimes I am worried, like, does anyone even give a shit about my brand anymore? Does anyone even care about Limit? Like, am I even relevant? Like, I've worried about it in lockdown. I think a lot of people probably have, do you know what I
Yeah,
mean? But
definitely.
like, then like stuff like this is a nice surprise, like you're wanting to chat to me, people want to listen to me, and like it makes me feel like, oh, people actually do probably think I've got something good to say, and I'm not the sort of waffle like I think I am. But I feel like I'm not too worried about like anything when it comes back, because I know we've got some mint parties lined up, and I know the direction I want to take Limit in. Like, we had a massive show with James Abelia, House and BDP, and Adriana all playing at Wire, and that got postponed for lockdown. So I've got all three of them to put on a show somewhere. I've got DJ Tennis to put on a show somewhere. We have that Glaswegian DJ Lala, if you've heard of her. Yeah, we've got her for like a Leeds debut, and then we've got like a few others which I can't really say because it's not real.
Not been revealed yet.
Yeah, so it's some big names, but I'm more thinking like around the big names, and I want to just focus on like local raw UK talent and a lot more on like us as residents, because I can't really see like putting on like massive shows anymore other than like the ones that we already have. Like, I want to focus more on like creating that UK sound more. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because that's something I've been delving in and out of and thinking by myself is because I've only ever put one proper event on before. I have done like silly little illegal raves before it all, but my first
Sick.
one was all the Casey Spillman, and then I've been dabbling with the ideas of Do I go big for my next ones, or do I go small? But I think my option will probably be go for the small underground sound and start building a proper loyal following instead of booking these big DJs. Go for the DJ and not the party, you get me?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm wanting to go back to as well. Like, I'm wanting to focus more on the party, the branding, the putting it all into that. Because why should I spend like 2 grand on a headline DJ when someone local can shell it for way less and you can put more into promoting and just make. I feel like a lot people are feeling that way, and a lot of people are thinking the same thing. Like, I've seen a lot of people say it's just going to go local, everyone's going to go local, especially with all the Brexit stuff. Like, no one's going to be really traveling over here till that gets sorted out, and what the issue is with all these visas. Because if a DJ is coming here to play and you're already paying thousands for him, and then he wants like a big visa fee on top of it,
I know.
it's going to affect small promoters like us. Like, yeah, the big festivals and stuff will be sound, like they've got a lot of wedge, like, unlike us. Like, even though like there's four of us in a limit, it's mainly me that funds it still. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's a lot of money on my side. And we started that this collective with Revamp and Walking Through Sound called LWR, which I told you about earlier, where we put on a few parties together. But with that, like, we all started splitting it and stuff. But it's better when there's something more than just you splitting it for a booking. Like, you should be splitting it like to put on bigger, more exciting events rather than just to get the biggest, most expensive booking. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I completely
I'm
agree.
making sense.
Yeah, no, I do completely agree. So, well, have you ever delved into the idea? Because something we want to do is already we book people at Animal Crossing who find unique venues,
Well,
not.
that is something we've been talking about for the past like year. Like, I saw the most perfect spot like a couple of months ago following, and there's like a Lexus car garage on the outskirts of Leeds that's been disused, and it's like an oval shape.
That's sick.
But
And
like, I walked past it the other day to get like the number off the toilet sign, and fucking builders are there. So I'm like, shit, have I missed that spot? I've missed it already. But
yeah,
I've
because
been.
it's a difficult one then, because there's a lot more to take on as a promoter though. You've got to do everything. You've got to sort out where your toilets are going to be. You've got to run your own bar. You've got to do health,
Yeah.
your own security. But that is something I'd love to delve into
It's
further
like
down.
we've done a few boat parties before. Like, there's a few canal boats on Leeds Dock, and we used to do one of them every year, and it fits about 40 people, but it's absolutely mint. It's like 40 of like front left absolute having it like for like 4 hours while you're drifting down the canal.
And what do? You just book out a boat from.
Yeah.
How good's that? And you take your own sound system.
Yeah, pretty much. It's sick. We did it like every year, and then we didn't do one last year, and we was gonna do one this year, but obviously COVID happened, didn't it? So soon as everyone can mingle again in small squares, we're gonna get straight back into
That'd be mint. I'd love to do one of them.
it.
So obviously, you talked about some of the biggest parties. What are some of the biggest after parties?
Oh, the biggest after parties. Well, I gotta give a little shout out to the Bear House.
The
So
Bearhouse. What?
I used to live at with like a few of my mates, like Baron Ganoush, who are Black Market Stereo now, and Kev and a few of us at this place at this house, and we called it the Bear House because we used to have a 6, 7 foot bear in the living room, like a stuffed bear. I know, actually, like everyone used to come back to ours like every weekend, like non-stop for like a year. It was like the gaff, like it was sick. Like, I hadn't had any like after parties as good as that for years.
Yeah, the best thing at after parties. So
But what's some of yours? What's some of yours?
some of ours, well, obviously we've just, as a me as a promoter, I've not really been able to put any after parties on. But some of my best parties was near where we live in Bolton, just on the outskirts of Manchester. You can hire something called, it's called the Grey Area.
Yeah.
And it's classed as a party room. And I just looked at it and I was like, what's a party room? So it's down like a warehouse in industrial park, and you go down there, there's a kitchen, there's a bathroom with two toilets and a shower, there's a bedroom with two bunk beds in it, there's a dance floor, a bar, and you have it for 500 quid plus 300 quid deposit, and you get the venue for 22 hours.
That's mint.
So we get the venue, we pick the keys up at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, we go and set all our gear up, say we start party at 7, and then before you know it, it'd be midday the next day. So they're some of the best. Well, and obviously, like, we'd run our own security on the gun. But they were definitely some of my best parties.
I miss just house parties, like.
Yeah, because Leeds has got such a strong house party scene, hasn't it?
Yeah, we had some like crazy ones like years ago. We did this one, and it was like sponsored by SoundCloud. Like my mates Kev, like their mates did it, and like we got to play it. And they had like each room that like did loads of like crazy deco in it, and like they had one room which was just all orange like balloons and
That's
foam walls, like as the SoundCloud room, and it was just mental. And like there's a video like floating around on Facebook or YouTube or something of just like going into the party, and it got like a million views or something. Crazy. And we did it, my mates Milo and that did another one with do you know DJ House?
Yeah.
He did like a competition on Facebook called a DJ House in your house, and like my mates won it, so they
What
asked us
anyone
yeah they asked us to do like room two. So we was like DJing in like the living room with like my decks and like some shitty speakers, and in the kitchen they had like all this I did like a party with Mac and Paceman like a few years ago at church, and we did it as like an under the sea party. So we made loads of like seaweed shit hanging down from the roof and stuff. So I took that to that party, and we had like in the main kitchen, like it was like DJ House, DJ Boring, and someone else, can't remember who it was, Melee. It was all
That's
them three just playing back to back in there. That was sick.
yeah, but that was a sick because obviously these a house party in Manchester isn't a very big house party scene. But I remember when I went to uni to Leeds, I remember Headingley used to just go there every bloody weekend, and there'd be some house party in some basement going on till 7 o'clock in the morning without a fail. Yeah, those used to be mint times.
Sick.
So, obviously, being a promoter and doing it for so many years, what are some tips and tricks you could advise anyone who's getting started?
For promoting her, for
Probably for everything in the music scene, really. What? I want to pick at your mind, you see, because you seem like the clever guy.
actually come across that way.
Why do you feel like you're not?
I don't know. I feel like I don't know. I feel like I know my stuff, but I sometimes can't get my words out about it. Like I just kind of just go. I've just got my own thing of way of doing things, and I just kind of wing it most of the time. And it's kind of got me some good parties in my belt and got me where I am.
But if anyone's listening, just wing it.
Just go in it. Be determined. Know that you run the best fucking party there is, and just put on the best party there is, and just keep going at it, and just keep drilling at it, and just realize that you don't like you make the people that support you will always be there to support you. Do you know what I mean? Like,
Definitely.
come and go. Like some you'll sometimes I used to get worried, like, why aren't my mates always coming to my party? Do you know what I mean? Like, even when it was like getting busier, and then I realized like the ones like everyone lives their own life, don't they? You can't count on everyone every minute of the day. Do you know what I mean? So you just got to be determined and just keep at it and just smash it out, and it'll just happen.
Yeah, completely agree. Completely agree. But other than obviously your parties and district bar parties, what are some of the other good parties you've been to in Leeds? I can name one for me, which is Mint Club Closing I went to, and that was absolutely incredible.
So yeah, I used to go to I'm trying to think of all names. Magnetic are really good. I really like Magnetic parties. Mug Pie, obviously. They're fucking sick. There's a new night called 199 that I booked into District that is just class. It's like 130 to 150 breakbeat, like straight from the off. Like they put the night to me and it was like, can we do this night? And I was like, yeah, like just we'll see how it goes. First night they ever did, it was fully packed.
Was
Like,
that?
and it was a Wednesday. And I was like, this is sick. Like, this is mint. There's so many good nights, like starting, even like, oh, Don's very good as well. That's my morning minimal side, like Unsung Boys, Benji, and that.
I've seen them, the Don lads.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because obviously Leeds definitely has a lot stronger scene than Manchester, because I can probably name the top three on my hand who run Manchester, but with Leeds there's
Yeah,
thousands of
is
people.
Manchester quite a small, like, is it quite cookie then, Manchester?
Well, it's weird because there isn't like a hub or somewhere you go to every weekend other than Warehouse Projects, but Warehouse
Yeah.
Projects is very big and very commercialised. But for example, with Leeds, there's places like District Bar where people always go. There's places like Mint where people always go. But there
Yeah.
isn't really anywhere like that for Manchester. Other than after lockdown, I know the lads who are running Animal Crossing are opening their own club called The Loft.
Yeah, that looks good.
They say that's going to be a Sunday party. So that could be because they said they got a lot of inspiration off how in London you can go out Friday night and come back Sunday night and
Yeah.
not panic about it. But they don't have that in Manchester, so I think that's something they're going to try and delve into, which would be sick.
Yeah, that would be sick, man.
Definitely, man.
I'd gonna like open that up for like other DJs and promoters to use it.
Sure, I thought they would do maybe, unless they want to keep it by themselves. But I don't know, because it must be quite manic doing a Sunday party every single Sunday,
Yeah.
especially you. They'd be a bit overwhelming, so I don't know how they're going to run it like that.
Mental, work
Yeah.
it. If District is open like 7 days a week, like
Is
when we did open
it
last, and
day
we're
nine?
looking to be like that when we come back as well. So
Bet
it's a
it
bit
is.
manic there.
I bet it is. So yeah, some of my first parties when I'm back, I just sit there and I think, right, what am I gonna do? What am I gonna do? But there's just so many options.
I don't even think I'll know how to dance when parties come back now.
You kind of just lost your swing of things.
Yeah.
So yeah,
It's gonna be bloody weird, isn't it? Like you walk back into a pub and you see everyone like not social distancing, and you're like, you can hug your mates again, you can just have it. Like,
well, you had the luxury of doing District Bar socially distanced. We didn't have any of that in Manchester.
you not all?
Well, we had one venue open, but there was three parties there maximum before it was got shut down. It was like an
Oh,
outside distance party,
I
but
thought they
we
had that
didn't.
Fright Island or something, didn't they, though?
The which one?
Fright Island at Warehouse Projects or
Yeah,
somewhere?
that. Mainly just a bar. Well,
Was it?
it's mainly just drinks and it's not really music as such.
Yeah.
That's outside Warehouse Projects at
But
the moment.
I knew that Patch did that, Patch to Back at that Progress Centre or
That one,
something,
that's
didn't
what I was on about. There was about
it? Yeah.
three or four parties there. But other than that, there wasn't really any. There was one or two at a venue we tried doing, but because obviously government got involved, we couldn't. But yeah, it will be very, very weird going back to the times of dancing with people again. Very weird.
Very.
I didn't think it'd last this long, all this coronavirus thing too. I remember putting my event on and be like, oh, coronavirus has hit, because it hit my event. Coronavirus come 2 weeks after my first event. I was like,
Yeah.
oh, it'll be 2 weeks gone, and then I can start planning my next thing. And then I've never even been able to plan my next event.
We had like two councils, so like the weekend it hit, we had our show with James Abelian and Harrison BDP, like, so it
Did
just
you catch
wrote that.
that event?
You what, so?
Did you have to cancel that event? Sorry.
Well, yeah, it was literally on the weekend of lockdown. I cancelled it like way before because like we stopped kind of promoting it because I kind of thought like it's not gonna happen anyway. Do you know what I
Yeah.
mean? Like people like the week before lockdown in March, I remember everyone was getting a bit like nervous about going out a little bit. Do you know what I mean? There was already some like fear in the air, and then as soon as that happened in March, I was just like, it's gonna happen. Like, can we cancel? Can we postpone? And manage to get like partial fees back, but hold the booking fees just so we got them when they come back. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's just, it just fucked it up completely. Like, we lost out that show massively, and we're gonna do it again, but it's just annoying that it's gone.
And did you say another show got cancelled too?
Yeah, DJ Tennis.
Oh
And
yeah,
then
in that one.
when District reopened in July, because DJ Tennis was in May, we had him for bank holiday. Like, it was going to be like a sick little bank holiday terrace party at District with DJ Tennis. Like, it was, I set it up so good last year. Like, we had Kenny Dirt playing on bank holiday, DJ Tennis. I had Christy Cons and Sammy D playing for 50-50. And then
That's
we had the August bank holiday was going to be a Cartoolius showcase, like literally all of them, Zappa, Unai Trotti, Raphael Caru, I think he's called, and then Junkie Inu, like all
yeah,
four of them were playing as like Cartoolius showcase. It was
that's
like,
sick.
it was such a sick, like every bank holiday, like all sorted out, and then all of them got cancelled last year. Like, literally, so many parties got cancelled at District last year. It's like, I've got everything like set up, ready to come back, but I just don't even know when we're gonna even have bookings again.
I bet you've probably got about 30 booking. How many bookings do you reckon you've got to put in now then when you get back?
Probably like,
Lot of shows cancelled, isn't there?
well, like it's like hard because like every lockdown and every like time something like this has happened, it's cancelled people, and whether that's local people or bookings, like people have been cancelled. People want to do the shows again. So when we opened in July, like I had loads of people that got cancelled from like the months prior that were like, oh, we want shows, we want to do something. A few promoters weren't really bothered about doing any lockdown shows at all, but like majority of them wanted to do them. They just wanted to be out doing something. And like, so I had so many like local artists that just got cancelled and had to do something. And big artists, yeah, probably about like 30, 40. But I started like rebooking in like pencils for other artists that I want to have play at the club. But obviously, they've been cancelled as well. So it's just been adding up and up and up.
There's been a snowball effect of just backlog of people.
Yeah, I just need to know like when we can do it. And then as soon as we can do it, I can start adding people back in and be like, well, we can sort it all out and put all these shows and even them out away so like everyone gets to play. Do you know what I mean? I'm gonna
Yeah.
do like a massive party like the second we can all dance. I've got a sick up
Oh.
name for it. It's gonna be like a 5-day bender at District, like
Oh.
non-stop. But it's just when can we do it? I've got like all the events like in drafts saved on the District page, but I can't announce anything to get people's hopes up. I don't want to like post an event with like a new guy that we have. Like, we've got Suat coming to play for us, like, and that's all his debut, and everyone wants to see him. But
Yeah.
when's that gonna happen? I don't know. Like, all these big ones, Christy Cons, when's he coming back? I don't know. Like,
Yeah, very good.
I can't put a name on and a time on any of these artists that are gonna come play at District because I just don't know when it's gonna happen. Like, no one does, do they?
No one does. It's like it's been a year now since I think
No.
just been over a year since I last went to a party. Kind of forgot what it
Not
feels.
even go out in like normal, like when it was like social distance from
Well,
that
I did go to one, yeah, but I've just got fucked up and I can't remember any of it. But yeah, so yeah, I'm excited. So obviously wrapping up this podcast now. Is there any advice or tips for a young lad wanting to get something at District or in Leeds? What can you give
Well,
them?
if you want to do something at District, just send me an email. Like, my email is matt@district.co.uk. And like, if you're going to send me an email, like, just make it like look good. Like it, when I first did my night, I sent like a full press release, like a press pack. Like I sent like a 4-page document, like showing like proper like professional like portfolio. Like this is my night. This is what I want to do. Like when I did my first night at Wyatt, when I came back to Leeds, I was like, I sent them like a proper like 4-page document. Like this is what I want to do. I put the time. When people send me stuff like that, like I appreciate it more. Do you know what I mean? Like I can see that they're putting like a lot of effort in rather than like, oh, I just want to do a night. Do you know what I mean? For the sake of it, like
Yeah.
I like to see like good details and good, like people have got a good sound, good vibe. And it's like I get a lot of people like who send me emails and I won't even put a bloody SoundCloud link on there. And then I have to message back and be like, can you send me a SoundCloud? And it's like stuff like that is just like the simple little bits and just like little pet peeves that annoy me. Like I always respond to every promoter that messages me, but it's like stuff like that like gets you in my good books anyway. If you just send me it all, yo, this is what we do, this is where we are, check out our sound, love districts, we want to come play, great. Send me an email, no links. Never even been to district before, but want to do something and like just not really like I don't know. It sounds just one else. Like I'm not gonna pay as much attention. I'm still gonna email them back. I'm not a dickhead. Do you know what I mean? I talk to everyone. I respond to everything. And if I think it's right for the club, I'll get in and I'll give a chance to anyone who wants to do something here as much as I can. Do you know what I mean? So I'm
Yeah.
very open to. I want to work with new people. I want to have the best DJs in. So if you're the best DJs, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So just because a quick question has come to mind. So obviously with District Bar, do you literally have a bunch of names on a list, and then if a promoter comes to you say, "Oh, I want this person," and that name's on the list, you put them together,
You
or
mean
is it?
the one like headliners and stuff?
Yeah, as like a headliner, or could anyone come with any name? You'd be like, okay, or has it got to kind of.
Because like for us as a club, we cover all the costs and everything. Like we want to, if you just come to us and you're like, I want to do this night and I want to book like Joker, for example, or like Chris D'Elia, give me a Red Axis. Do you know what I mean? Like
Yeah.
never done a night at District. It's not gonna happen. Go try that at Wyre. Spend all your money doing that
Yeah.
at Wyre or somewhere else. Like if you want to come to District and be part of our family here, come to us, do a few events with us as residents, build up yourself, and sure you can pack it out. I mean, like if you come and we put you on like a Wednesday or Thursday or something, and you absolutely slam it, and it's full to the roof, at, like
Yeah.
everyone's having it, and it's a sick night, and that's your first night. You're in your good books already. I'll let you book someone the next round because you've already smashed it. But when it comes to like bookings and that, like that depends again. Like obviously the people that we've had that are more loyal to us and who have been doing quite years, like they're most are gonna get like the choices more. So you wanna think out the box. You wanna be like, I wanna get so and so who no one is really looking at, but will still be a sick booking. I've heard of most bookings that all these promoters want, but like, and if it's a bit too weird for the club, like or it's a bit too unknown, I just know it's not going to be worth it. Because even though District's a free entry club, just because it's like the weirdest DJ from Romania or Germany or something, doesn't mean it's going to be worth it bringing them over anyway. Do you know what I mean? It still needs to be worth it, and they still need to have a bit of pull about them. But it's, if you think a bit out of the box compared to all the big names that are there that everyone wants, like. I get there's so many different nights at District that all want and all kind of push the same sound. So if everyone's going for one person, it's hard because like the people that have been here years want them, or some people that are a bit more busy a night and can, they're probably going to get it before a new night. Do you know what I mean? It's just trying to be fair to everyone. Like it's hard to balance sometimes. But if you come to me and you're like, I want this guy, he's blowing up, he's upcoming, he's really sick, like more attuned to get you them, and you're more likely to get them as well. And it's more like you'll have a unique party having someone a bit different. Do you know what I mean?
Definitely. Definitely, I completely agree. Anyway, I think we're wrapping up though. We're just under an hour, and we do aim for an hour. So thank you for coming on, mate. I do appreciate it.
All right. Okay. Hopefully, I haven't waffled too much and
No,
talked
it's
too
been
much
fun.
shit.
But yeah, if you've got any bookings to direct or you need any advice for running your event, drop you a message because, yeah.
Yeah,
Any thoughts are coming on, and you've got a lovely jumper.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Will. It's been nice putting a face to a name and chatting to you properly and all that.
Don't worry about it. Well, anyway,
Yeah.
I'll hopefully see you at District Bar when we're all back and open.
Yeah, we'll have a beer when this is all over, won't we?
Anyway, see you later.